Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and I want to welcome you back to the radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, for the last few weeks during the Sunday morning services at Independence Baptist Church, Pastor Reynolds has been bringing a series about the six trials of Jesus Christ. And you know, and normally I wouldn't have a radio broadcast start partway through a series of messages, but last week's message really caught my attention, and I wanted to take the opportunity to share it with you over the next few weeks. Now, the setting for the broadcast this month will be directly around the sixth and final trial of Jesus Christ. And Pastor Reynolds is going to start in Luke chapter 23, and he'll move around to several different books and chapters that deal with the sixth trial. And he's going to cover the time leading right up to when Christ was being led off to be crucified. And as you listen to this message, keep in mind that in prior sermons, he's already covered the first five trials of Christ in detail, but they're only mentioned in passing during this sermon. So let's go ahead and turn it over to Pastor Reynolds as he starts in Luke chapter 23 and covers the sixth and final trial of Jesus Christ.
Luke chapter 23, and we remember the setting, because a lot of people, and me included, sometimes we don't understand exactly the time frame that everything happened in. When the Passover came, and the Jews began their days a different day than we, a different time than we do, we begin our day at midnight. And so we say 1 a.m., that's when it's still dark, and so that starts our day about 12 o'clock. Midnight. Well, the Jews didn't start that way. They started their days beginning about 6 o'clock in the evening. So as the sun was going down, they began their day. And it's at that time that Christ was with His church, because the church was established during His ministry, not on the day of Pentecost. Christ was with His church, and that's when He observed the Lord's Supper. He observed the Passover and established the Lord's Supper on that Passover day as the sun was going down. And then the church left the upper room, and they went out into the Garden of Gethsemane, and there Christ was gathered together with His disciples, and then He took three of them and went a little further, and then He prayed. He went further Himself, and He left Peter, James, and John, and then He went further and prayed. And He went through that anguish there in the garden on that night. And of course, He came back and told the disciples, you need to stay awake and pray. And they didn't hear that. They were sleepy. They didn't know what was going to take place. They didn't know it all. And so then Christ Himself went on and He prayed to His Father. And of course, the Bible said that He sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. The Bible said that there was angels came and comforted Him and gave Him strength. And then Christ went back to the disciples and He said, well, you know, sleep on. And then shortly, he said, you got to get up now. It's time to go. And so they went a little further, and that's when Judas came with a band of men. They had the arrest of Christ, took Him captive, and then of course the six trials began. He went to Annas' house, he went to Caiaphas' house, had this trial before the Sanhedrin, came back before Pilate, went to Herod, and now in the lesson today is the final trial, number six. And He's coming back to Pilate. So in Luke chapter 23, the Bible states here in verse 13. Luke chapter 23 and verse 13. And we read last time about Herod and how all that was. And now in verse 13. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers of the people. Now, so Pilate at this point is gathering all the people back together that had previously been there. Of course, when Christ went to Herod, they dispersed somewhat, and now Pilate has called them all back together, and he says unto them, you have brought this man unto me. See there in verse 14 of Luke 23. You have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people. And behold, I, having examined him before you, I found no fault in this man, touching those things whereof ye accuse him. No, nor yet Herod, For I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. So, he is innocent. Verse 16, I will therefore chastise him and release him. So, that's where we are at this point. Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer as we begin in this and continue in this study. Our kind, gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, as we read in your Gospels about what Christ has done and how that He's endured these trials, Lord, I pray that you might give us understanding of it. And Lord, I trust that you give us clearness of mind as we try to bring these things this morning. I pray that you would just be with your word and make it real. I pray, Lord, that you just touch. Help us that we might be understanding what you say in your word and what we might understand what you've done for us. Lord, I think of the Jews when they had a zeal for God but not according to knowledge. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us in our knowledge that our zeal might be correct. Bless, Lord, this church, this people today, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So here in this place, we've read, Pilate tells the people, you say he's guilty, but all that we've looked at, we can't find anything. I've looked at him before you. Herod has looked at him, and of course, he hasn't found anything. And of course, you know why. Because they're not prejudiced against him. The Jews deliver him for envy. The Bible will tell us. We'll read that in a little bit. But Herod, he doesn't care. He just thinks, well, here's a guy that's going to do some kind of a miracle. That's all he's looking at. But he just kind of looks. And Christ didn't talk to him. And then, of course, Christ didn't talk to Pilate either. And they're going to have some discussions here in just a little bit. But right now, there's nothing at all. So Pilate says, there's nothing here. And then Herod says, there's nothing. So I'm just going to chastise him, and I will, at this point, just simply let him go. Now let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 27. We're going to be in Matthew quite a bit about this lesson this morning and looking at it. In the book of Matthew chapter 27, beginning in verse 15, there came up the point about releasing someone to the Jews. And verse 15 said, now at that feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. Now, what a contrast this is. In Pilate's eyes and in Herod's eyes, what a contrast this is. You think about it. Barabbas, the Bible tells us in the book of Mark, was arrested for rebelling against the government and leading a rebellion against the government. And in that rebellion, had robbed, the book of Luke tells us that, and also he had committed murder. That's in the book of Mark, chapter 15. And then you compare that with Christ. What had he done against the government? Not a thing. Not one thing. The Jews had accused Christ of saying he don't want to pay taxes. That's not what he said at all. The Jews didn't like it when that issue came up with Peter concerning paying the temple tax. And Christ simply said, well, you just, to Peter, I mean, you said we need to pay it, but we don't. We don't need to pay it, but we don't want to offend them. And so since we don't want to offend them, well, you just go down and you put a hook in the water and you get a fish and that have the money and then we can pay the taxes. And that's what they did. So Christ didn't want to offend anybody. The Bible says that Jesus Christ came and didn't even break the flax. The Bible said that whatever he did, he did that was good and not to injure anybody at all. You know, then Jesus Christ healed people. He raised the dead. He gave the blind their sight. He healed the lepers. He was a comfort and a help to everybody. And yet the Jews despised him. They had an issue with him. And it was over religion. It's really what it was all about. But here, what a contrast it is. And if you were not prejudiced against Christ, what would you choose to do? Well, Barabbas is one that had led insurrection against Caesar. Wow. And Christ has said, I'm a king, but my kingdom is not of this world. Christ has never committed murder. He's raised the dead. Christ has never robbed anybody. He has given to the poor. I mean, that's what Judas did. He was a treasurer, and when Judas went out to betray Christ, the disciples said, well, where's he going? Well, he's going to give something to the poor, probably. That's what he always does. He was well known for it. What a contrast it is. That one so good would be offered in trade for one that was so evil. But isn't that exactly what salvation is all about? Isn't that exactly what it's about? Because what good man is there? What good man is there? Look with me. In the book of Romans, if you would. The book of Romans, chapter 3. Here is what Paul has stated in verse 10. As it is written, there is none good, no, not one.
You know, there's many things that Pastor Reynolds brought out this morning and during this series of messages that have been a great reminder to me of what Christ has done for me. You know, and one thing in this message that really, really caught my attention was during the part that talked about Barabbas. And it was mentioned that Barabbas being released and Christ being crucified in his stead is the perfect picture of what Christ did for us. Barabbas was a rebel, he was a thief, he was a murderer, and he deserved death. But Christ, who was innocent of all wrongdoing, was crucified instead of Barabbas. And Barabbas was set free. He was free from condemnation. In this case, the innocent was punished for the guilty. And you can take Barabbas' name out of that story and you can put your own name in its place. And it would be perfectly fitting for me to say, John Alls was a terrible sinner and he deserved death and everlasting condemnation. But Christ, in his mercy, died in my place and my sins were forgiven and I'm free from that eternal condemnation. And so I think it was really neat that Pastor Reynolds brought out that is a perfect example of what salvation is all about. Well, I can see our time is running short this morning, but if you'd like a copy of the entire series on the six trials of Christ, you can contact us, and we'd be glad to provide you CD copies of all of the messages. We are willing to provide those free of charge if you're interested. You can contact us by leaving a message at 636-673-2180. You can log on to our website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. And along with seeing the audio sermons, there's also on that website a lot of different books and articles that you can download free of charge. You are always welcome to join us personally and visit with us in person. Our Sunday morning services will be starting at 10 a.m. with Sunday school and 11 a.m. worship services. The Sunday evening services will start at 4 p.m. with a prayer meeting and 4:30 worship services. And, of course, our building is located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And if you have any additional questions about our church or for more detailed directions, you can again call and leave us a message at 636-673-2180. And I do see that our time is up for today, but we do want to take just one second to thank you for listening and remind you again to tune in next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message about the sixth and final trial of Jesus Christ.